As you saw in the video, we are praying to build a three-story building to accommodate all the ministries in the Dump community. What a blessing that the work is growing, amen? And we are praying for 20 churches or individuals who will commit to give $5,000 for the first one of this project. At the top floor will be the basketball court for the Bible basketball this church had a part in. Please help us pray for this need. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to once again give a report of what the Lord is doing in the Philippines, and thank you for all of your prayers and support. And tonight, just for a quick thought from the Word of God, I would like to share a short message found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. The Bible says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." Picture a gardener named Miriam. Each spring she plants a variety of seeds, flowers, vegetables, herbs. She tills the soil, waters weeds, and protects the young plants from pests. The first few weeks are encouraging. The soil is fertile, the rain timely, the seedlings sprout. But then come the challenges, a long dry spell with scorching heat, bugs that seem to nibble away just when the plants look healthiest, weeds that keep crowding the beds before she gets to them. Some fellow gardener discourages her, "That tomato plant will never produce now. Why bother with this bed over here? The soil is bad, etc." So Miriam feels weary. She's tempted to stop tending some of the beds, to pull up the struggling ones, to give up before the crop ever really shows. But she remembers her goal, the harvest. She remembers how good it will feel to taste fresh tomatoes, gather herbs, see flowers blooming. She knows that though she doesn't see full results now, she is sowing good work, soil preparation, watering, care. She doesn't quit. She keeps rising early, pulling weeds, keeping the soil moist, protecting her plants. Finally, in due season, the harvest begins. Tomatoes ripen, herbs flourish, flowers bloom. Neighbors come by to admire and ask how she got such healthy plants. Her perseverance pays off. Not because every plant was perfect or the process was easy, but because she refused to faint. She kept well doing even when discouragement had its whispers. Are you about to quit? Are you about to stop? Paul encourages believers not to stop, even in times when the fruit seems hidden or delayed. Tonight, I would like to speak about don't grow weary, perseverance in doing good. And I would like to give you three quick thoughts from this verse. First, he said, do not be weary in well-doing. That is, endure in doing good. Doing good over a long term naturally brings fatigue, discouragement, monotony. But Paul is not merely talking about pushing through by grit. He is calling for spiritual endurance grounded in faith, in God. The command is preventive. Let us not grow weary. Let us guard against slow drift. When the Lord brought us to Metro Manila, we came from the country. We were fearful because it was like going from a small town here in the States to minister to people in New York City. The crime rate was high, and we were not ready for the giants waiting for us. The worst part was the Lord not only placed us inside the city, but in the poorest area where all the crimes and exploitations associated with poverty. The Lord took us to the dump community where people sifted through the mound of garbage to find recyclable materials to sell. It was a hard life, and even children needed to work to earn enough money for the family to survive. We saw young girls and boys with burlap sacks walking around trying to find recyclable materials to sell so that they can put food on the table. We saw girls as young as 13 carrying babies because eventually selling their bodies was easier than rummaging through trash all day. Our aim was to bring these kids to the saving knowledge of Christ. That was a good mission. But problem was, the people in the landfill were distrustful of outsiders. It took many years of work to gain their trust. The needs and obstacles were huge, and we thank God for partners here in the United States who serve as our encouragement to persevere and endure. Now, I want you to know that thanks to your giving, our partnership, the well-doing, the good work in the dump community has resulted in the salvation of countless souls. In the children's home, there are boys and girls there like Noni, who come from the foot of the mound of trash. When he was young, he was full of rage because of abuse he suffered as a child, and many times we wanted to give up on him. But after many years, now he is assisting a pastor in our daughter church, leading the singing and discipleship groups. Christianity is not all about a walk in the park. It is all about staying faithful, persevering until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes, we do not see the fruits that we are expecting, whether in our marriage, our home, at work, or in ministries. Just don't quit. The finish line is near, and the reward of our labor is at hand. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." One Christian said, "Your life is short, your duties many, your assistance great, and your reward sure. Therefore, faint not, hold on and hold up in ways of well-doing, and heaven shall make amends for all." Christians, even when the work is slow and thankless, don't stop, because the harvest is promised. Second, the Bible says there is a due season. That's the second phrase of Galatians 6:9. Here we can see, trust God's timing. The promise of reaping is linked to due season. It's God's timing, not ours. We will not always see immediate results, yet God is sovereignly working behind the scenes. The waiting period has purpose. God is growing things unseen: our character, our faith, our relationships. A farmer plants seed, then waits months through winter and spring before harvest. He doesn't dig up every sprout to see if it's growing. Or a parent invests in a child's character long before visible maturity appears. We are easily discouraged when our efforts don't seem to yield results. Just don't rush things, because God's timing is perfect. We have two girls in the children's home whose mother's livelihood was selling her body. The responsibility was great in keeping these girls. The older girl suffered much trauma in their home. The abuse she suffered was severe, and she tells us that at the age of 8, she already tried to commit suicide. She said she went to a Catholic chapel and asked God to stop the abuse. That summer, God saved her parents in the VBS, and they left the girls in our care. The girls prayed to the wrong God, an idol, but God, in His mercy, heard their cry and rescued them. Now, after 10 years in our care, the girls are finding healing through the counseling ministry that our daughter Chelsea started, and they are now serving in the church ministries. It takes much time, but as long as you have been supporting the children's home, you are our partners in cultivating the hearts of these children. Sometimes, no fruits are being seen in our feeding ministry and in our skills training. But now, it is helping our mothers and fathers who are in dire need of financial help earn a clean living for their family. That is why we call it Noble Men and Joyful Women Skills Training Program, because our vision is to see fathers become godly examples for their children and mother live a joy-filled life as they are saved and grow in the Lord. An offshoot of this program is our daily feeding program, where we feed kids every day because many come to school on an empty stomach. Here we teach children the gospel and life skills to prevent them from becoming victims of sex trafficking. Now, we have 25 children who come in our facility. There they eat and have a safe place to play and learn God's word. We have a child named Jacqueline whose older sister have fallen victims to sex trafficking. She comes in spite of persecution from her parents. We are told that she often faces physical and verbal abuse from her parents whenever she attends our daily feeding and kids' church, but she comes faithfully. Young people, if you have parents who bring you to church, who pray for you, be grateful. Because in the dump, there are scores of young people who have to fight their way to go to church. But they still come faithfully because they found a friend in Jesus through the feeding ministry. Friends, there are still so many like Jacqueline and Noni who are waiting for us. We need to be faithful to be able to reach them because we know that even if we are still just planting now, harvest will come one day. Friends, do not be weary, though your efforts to see your friends and loved ones saved remain without fruits. There will be a time of harvest. Maybe you are in a difficult place in life and you feel that the situation is hopeless. Sometimes we are tempted to give up. We want to stop praying because heaven seems silent. The Bible tells us, don't give up. Wait for God's timing. His answer is coming. Oswald Chambers said, perseverance is more than endurance. It is endurance combined with absolute assurance and certainty that what we are looking for is going to happen. What you sow today often flowers tomorrow, even when unseen. God's harvest isn't in your schedule, but in His perfect timing. Last, we can read here in the last phrase, if we do not give up, if we faint not, that is the condition of faithfulness. Giving, the harvest is certain if we persist. Giving up nullifies the possibility of reaping. This thought emphasizes responsibility. Perseverance is not passive, but active. A branch broken off a vine does not bear fruit. Or someone quitting a project just before breakthrough, the work was nearly done, but they gave in prematurely. Years ago, this church opened its doors to us when we presented the ministry. Then you began to support us on a monthly basis. You know, brethren, I believe our partnership has been fruitful. The people that you saw and scores of others saved from our partnership are a product of your prayers and support. On behalf of our people, I would like to say thank you, Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, for your prayers and financial support. I know in heaven, the Lord will reveal just how much you have sacrificed in expanding the kingdom of God. Often, it is difficult to remain faithful in giving to the many ministries of your church. Sometimes, our commitments are fleeting, and we forget that we hold the lifeline so that the work of the Lord remains afloat, both here and in the mission field. Remember, be faithful. Be faithful. Do not allow yourselves to be disheartened by any failure as long as you have done your best. In doing so, you are glorifying and pleasing God. As I close, giving up cancels the possibility of harvest. So don't give up. Sometimes we faint, but that does not mean we fail. That's only the time, the moment to lean harder on God. Galatians 6:9 calls us to endure faithfully, trusting God's timing, and refusing to quit. The promise of reaping is real, but it rests on our willingness to persist. May God bless us with His word. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. And I'd like to close in just a little bit of a different way. I'd like for us to have an invitation, and so if the ladies would come, and we'll prepare for that. But in this invitation time, I just wanted us to pray for the Tullabut family and ask God to bless them. Maybe some of you want to come gather around the altar. You want to pray there in your seat, that's fine. But if there's something else in your heart, then we'll be down here as well, and we're certainly glad to pray for you. And so I'm going to have Nathan lead us through one hymn of invitation. And then at the end of that, then we'll stand. And then as we stand, if you want to come and gather around the altar and pray together for this family, pray for God's blessings on their ministry, pray for safety as they travel, pray for continued souls being saved. And so we'll sing one verse through Brother Nathan, and then we'll have everybody stand. If you want to slip to the altar and pray, you're welcome to, or pray there in your seat. I save your calling.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take my cross and follow me. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me,
you to play. I want us all to be praying together for safety for this family, for souls to be saved, and salaries, not really salaries, but just money, that God would provide all the needs that they have to keep this ministry going forward. So we'll pray for safety and souls to be saved, and then the finances to make it all go around. They're going to play through one more verse. You pray together. If you need somebody to pray with, you can come down here, but then we'll close in prayer in just a little bit.
Lord, we thank you for this message tonight. We thank you for the vision that he cast to see the things around the world, places where you're working. Lord, your gospel is going around the world, but there are places where seemingly fruit is being produced 30, 60, 100-fold. And thank you for this opportunity to participate in this place where fruit is being harvested today. And we ask that you'll continue to bless this ministry and others like it, ministries throughout the Philippines, that you'll raise up workers. Thank you for the many Bible schools that are producing workers and training people for ministry, for the ministry that he has in his own work, training pastors and many others like it. Oh God, save souls, lead people into committed and consecrated service, and Lord, build the church in the Philippines for your glory and your honor. And we ask this and thank you for the privilege to participate. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can just remain standing, just a word or two. Brother, what directions would you have me give for the table out there so they can know? Do you want to tell them anything about that so they'll know what that finances is going for? Yes.
As you go out of this auditorium, you will find a table there. We have necklaces. Those are not for sale, but those are tokens for those who would like to help us buy gifts for the children this coming Christmas, and also the things that our children in our home need. So if you want to help, we appreciate it.
So anything you did for give toward there will help with the children, and we'll certainly be glad to help in that way. I failed to mention before we got started on our prayer time, I want you to be praying for Brother Scott Cottle. He's preached here before. He's the president of Macedonia World Baptist Missions, and he's doing a great, great job, and a lot of our good missionaries are Macedonia missionaries. And so I had the privilege of preaching down there at their national conference on Monday night and Tuesday morning in around Atlanta, and so went down there and preached. But last night, he had to go to the hospital. He's having some sort of blockage in intestines or something going on from some scar tissue from a former surgery, I think. But whatever's going on, he's in the hospital. So Scott Cottle, if you remember him, he's got a wonderful voice and sings and plays piano, but a great preacher as well. So please pray for Scott Cottle when you go home tonight. And then one other great announcement. I just want to make the church aware. We had money given toward the bus ministry, toward we're looking to buy a bus. And Doug and Kermit, they're looking at one, looking over, checking, make sure everything's in squared away shape. And so that's been designated. We don't necessarily need to vote on that, but I did want to let you know, it looks like we'd buy one. It'd be the newest bus that we have. I think the price is $15,000. And so unless they find something on all the checks and things that they'll do, then we'll keep you updated on that. But looks like that will go through. So that's an exciting thing. We'll get on the road for the glory of God. And so we want to keep some of them updated. Some of them are getting very old, and we want to make sure we do our due diligence to keep good vehicles out there. So that's just an announcement there. Well, I'm going to ask our family, if you don't mind, to slip back to your table, and I hope that you'll get by and just get a prayer card and let them know that you're praying for them. Let them know the blessing that they've been. It's wonderful, wonderful to have them with us, and I hope you didn't mind the altered change in service just a little bit. But I want us to have enough time to pray as a church family for this good missionary family that's getting the work done in many, many children's lives that the world has just forgotten about. And a wonderful thing that God is rescuing souls out of that. So thank you so much. God bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. Thank you. I think I hope it was a great service. Yeah.